7. This high in the Rocheres, the limbs were barely wide enough to walk on, while low-hanging clouds slicked every surface with cool dew. Wookiees had no trouble clinging to the narrow pathways and tiny spectator platforms that ringed Council Rock, but for beings without claws, beings such as Han and Leia, the going was slow, dangerous, and nerve-wracking. Han stopped at a fork in the limb. One branch descended toward a fog-shrouded porch, and the other snaked toward a spectator platform already sagging beneath the weight of too many Wookiees. Glimpses of sheer black cliff, Council Rock, were starting to show through the dancing wall of leaves ahead. Their guide, a lanky young Wookiee with bronze fur and shades of Chewbacca in his expression, stopped 3 paces down the descending branch, then looked over his shoulder and rumbled a question.
"Doing fine," Han panted. "Don't worry about us."
"Though I do see why you insisted on leaving 3PO with the Falcon." Leia came up beside Han and draped a hand over his shoulder, hanging on while she pretended to rest. But Han suspected, actually checking to see how steady he was.
"This is quite a hike, Waru."
12 hours is a hike," Han complained. 4 days is a criffing expedition. I don't see why we couldn't have taken a cloud car, at least as far as Thakiana City."
Waru, more properly Lumpa Waru, Chewbacca's son, groaned a long explanation.
"Yeah, so we couldn't have gotten back in the Falcon and flown to Thakiana City. And then that's where we would have been starting."
Waru let out a very Chewie-like grunt of disgust, and shaking his head, started down the branch again.
"You know it doesn't work that way," Leia said. "The walk is part of the tradition."
"No wonder they're so slow to decide anything," Han complained. "It takes half a year just to collect everyone."
"Including us," Leia pointed out.
She nudged Han after their guide.
"Hurry up. Waru said they were close to making a decision."
"Right. Any month now."
Han extended his arms for balance and started down the slippery branch, careful to place each foot dead in the center and trying to stay loose in the knees so Waru did not accidentally bounce him off. With Leia right behind him and ready to reach out with the Force at a millisecond's notice, he had no fear of actually falling, but there was more than one way to die up here. At his age, embarrassment could be a real killer. As they drew closer to the crowded porch, Han began to hear Wookiee voices booming from the entrance to the council circle. They were speaking in Zakchik, the difficult Wartaki Island dialect they had used to fool their imperial slave masters 3 wars ago. So Han could not quite catch what the delegates were saying. But it did sound like the council was close to agreement. The current speaker was roaring speech rather than groaning it, and the exclamations threatening to drown him out were clearly being made in enthusiasm rather than dispute.
"Uh-oh," Han said. "Sounds like we're arriving just in time."
"So maybe they are going to commit to Jacen sometime this month," Leia said, rubbing Han's nose in his own sarcasm. "I said their fleet was making ready."
"Okay, I believe you," Han said. "Now the Wookiees are in a hurry. Who knew?"
Waru reached the porch and began to push through the crowd, rumbling apologies and groaning explanations. He might be the son of the mighty Chewbacca, but he was young and still 100 kilograms too light to bellow and demand. Nevertheless, the mob slowly parted, glancing down at Han and Leia in surprise and growling conjecture about what they might be doing here. Finally, Han and his companions drew near enough to the front of the porch to see a pair of huge guards standing beneath an archway of bent Rocheres boughs. Behind them, a set of black stone stairs led up to the summit of Council Rock, a slender column of volcanic basalt that rose almost as high as the Rocheer trees themselves. In front of the guards hung a pair of lashed log gates, closed to indicate that the Rock Council was in session and could not be disturbed. Standing on the bottom rail of the right-hand gate, clinging to the top rail so they could peer up the stone stairs, were a pair of short, all-too-familiar figures. One was furry and black, with a white stripe running diagonally across his back, while the other was bald, jug-eared, and a little too pear-shaped for a Sulliston.
"Great," Han grumbled. "What are those two doing here?"
"Eavesdropping, it looks like," Leia said quietly. "Even if your speech works, Jason may not be as surprised as we'd like when the Wookiees withhold their support."
Sensing the commotion behind them, the two figures glanced over their shoulders, then dropped their jaws and jumped off the gate.
"Princess Leia!"
The Sulliston stepped forward and bowed formally, then turned to Han and offered his hand.
"Captain Solo, what an unexpected pleasure."
"Yeah, same here, June."
Han allowed the Sulliston to take his hand and pump his arm.
"Small galaxy, huh?"
"It's a pleasure to see you again, Jay," Leia said, addressing the Sulliston by his first name. "I assume you're here monitoring the situation for Admiral Boitu?"
June shook his head.
"For Supreme Commander Neothel herself," he said. "Since the Dark Nest crisis, we've been climbing the intelligence ranks steadily."
The black-furred Ewok jabbered something sharp at June, then turned to glare up at Leia.
"No sense worrying about it, Tarfang," Han said, taking a guess at the nature of the Ewok's complaint. "You two aren't exactly undercover here. I'll bet Confederation Intelligence already knows who you work for."
Tarfang ignored Han and chittered something else. This time, both Han and Leia had to look to June for a translation.
"Tarfang says you're both traitors, and I'm afraid he's right."
June's expression grew concerned.
"This is Alliance territory, you know. You two really shouldn't be here."
"Sure we should," Han said.
He stepped past the two Alliance spies and addressed himself to the Wookiee guards.
"Open up, fellas. I've got something important to say to the Council."
The two guards looked to Aru, who assured them that the delegates would want to hear what Han and Leia Solo had to report, then reminded them that Han had earned a life debt from his father because he could not bear to see a Wookiee enslaved. The two guards nodded to each other, then started to open the gate, until Tarfang leapt on it and began chattering so ferociously that both recoiled in shock.
"He says you can't admit them into the Council," June translated. "They're enemy agents."
The two guards furrowed their brows at this, and several Wookiees in the crowd groaned the opinion that Little Killer was correct. The Solos were known Corellian sympathizers. It just would not do to let them address the Rock Council while carrying weapons.
"Forget it," Han said. "I'm not giving up my blaster."
The guards each drew a pair of scythe-like Reek blades and folded the weapons across their chests. Leia grasped Han above the elbow.
"Han?"
"All right, all right."
He unbuckled his blaster belt and handed it to Aru for safekeeping.
"The sacrifices I make to keep you out of trouble."
Leia did the same with her lightsaber and hold-out blaster. And again, the guards started to open the gate. This time it was June who stepped forward.
"You do know that if you open that gate, you'll be in violation of the anti-sedition provision of the Galactic Loyalty Act. Allowing any terrorist sympathizer to address a public forum is punishable by incarceration in a MaxSec orbital facility for a term of up to 20 standard years, or until the insurrection ends, whichever is longer.
The Wookiees looked at each other, then shrugged and continued to open the gate, until Tarfang jumped onto the top rail and loosed a string of invective that made even Han shudder.
"Tarfang says they're traitors," June translated, "and if you raise that gate for them, so are you."
When June said nothing more, Tarfang looked back at him expectantly.
"Are you sure you want to say that to a pair of Wookiees?"
Tarfang spat back something affirmative. June sighed, and as Tarfang returned his glare to the two guards, said,
"He says if you act like traitors, then he'll treat you like traitors."
A chorus of astonished mutters rustled through the crowd, and the two guards looked bewildered, a little nervous, too, but mostly just bewildered. June took advantage of the confusion to turn to Han and Leia.
"It really would be best if you just left," he said, "before duty compels me to do something I truly don't want to."
"Do your worst. Just remember who wrote the book on dirty tricks."
Without awaiting the Sullustan's reply, Han turned back to the guards.
"Are you going to open this thing, or do I have to do it myself?"
It was Han's bad luck that the two Wookiees had finally reached their threshold of tolerance. They stepped forward together, one brandishing his blades at Han, the other launching Tarfang off the gate with a swift kick to the midsection. Someone in back growled the suggestion they ask old Tajilnut what they should do.
"Old Tajilnut?" Leia asked.
"Old means he's the council leader," Han explained. "Hope he's not still sore about Tajavuk."
"Oh," Leia said, "those Tajas."
Han nodded.
"Afraid so."
Several more voices from the crowd moaned agreement with the first, and one of the guards finally turned to climb the stairs.
"Great," Han said. "Just when you think things aren't complicated enough."
The Taj clan had spent decades trying to kill Chewbacca in retribution for the death of Tajavuk in a fight over Chewbacca's wife-to-be, Mala Tobuk. Waru started to moan an assurance that the council would not allow Tajilnut to decide the matter on the basis of an old clan feud, then let out an enormous roar of surprise as a blaster bolt zinged past his head. Han and Leia spun around simultaneously, both reaching for weapons they no longer had, and found themselves staring down the barrel of a huge Mersan Flash IV blaster pistol.
"Tarfang!" June cried. "Put that away!"
Tarfang babbled a long string of something that definitely included a refusal, then made the mistake of training the weapon on Han. Leia's hand flashed up, and the blaster flew from Tarfang's hand and vanished over the side of the porch. She extended her arm, and in the next instant the little Ewok was flying into her grasp, screeching in rage and clawing at the air with all fours.
"Enough!" Leia yelled.
She flicked her wrist, spinning Tarfang upside down and leaving him to hang in the air before her.
"You may have the death mark on 9 planets, but that doesn't matter to—"
"Put him down!"
June's voice was unusually forceful.
"Now!"
Han looked over to find the Sullustan pointing his own blaster pistol in Leia's direction.
"June, what the blazes are you doing?"
June's eyes did not veer from Leia.
"I tried to do this the nice way, but you wouldn't listen."
His voice remained hard, his face unapologetic.
"And Tarfang is my partner. I can't let anyone do that to him.
Do what? Han demanded, stepping to the Sullustan's side.
Tarfang shot first.
He lashed out to snatch June's blaster, then felt a huge furry hand clamp down on his arm and lift him off his feet. A deep Wookiee voice rumbled an order in his ear. He found himself nose to snout with a silver-furred male much larger than Chewie had been.
"Okay, take it easy," Han said. "It's not like I was going to kill anyone."
The Wookiee glanced at Leia and growled another command. Han snuck a peek in Waru's direction and found that the crowd had closed in around him, completely separating the Solos from their weapons and their only ally.
"Honey," Han said, "maybe you should put the nice Ewok down now."
"Fine."
Leia lowered her hand and allowed Tarfang to crash on his head. The Ewok sprang up immediately and started toward her, then bounced off the legs of a big blonde female who scowled and wagged her finger at him. The silver-furred male rowled at Han, advising him to come along quietly.
"Are you kidding?" Han demanded. "You're arresting us?"
The blonde female growled an apologetic explanation, pointing out that he and Leia were the subjects of a Galactic Alliance arrest warrant, and they had just assaulted two duly authorized officers of the Alliance.
"I don't care if they are Alliance officers," Han objected. "They're the ones who assaulted us."
The male asked his question again, this time roaring it so loudly that Han's eardrums ached.
"Okay, okay."
Han glanced over at Leia and received a resigned nod, then sighed and spread his hands.
"No need to get all violent. We'll come quietly."